Z1079, it's TJ on for Kobe Cole. Reports have been swarming everywhere about our boy, who's an unrestricted free agent, NBA star, Daniel, we know him as Boobie. Daniel Boobie Gibson. He played 7 years for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Boobie turned himself in yesterday and is facing some charges that we'll talk about in a minute. But I wanted you to know his side of the story. That's why I told him to call me. This whole situation stems from an altercation or a situation that happened around the time of the Essence Music Festival. Keisha was performing at the Essence Music Festival and Boobie and everybody just went out to kick it. Well, a man allegedly got very disrespectful and things popped off. But first, though, what's going on, Gibb?
What was going on?
I hit you up yesterday because I wanted you to talk to Cleveland, Akron, Canton, Youngstown. You know the people here in Cleveland, in the Cleveland and Akron, Canton area, man, care about y'all. So I know once one story get out, what the lies and the blogs and all that type of stuff get the yapping and whatever.
Right,
just take us back to that night. What happened?
Well, that night, Keisha performed that excellent, did her thing. She did amazing. So, we wanted to celebrate. So we decided to go out that night and went to a club. Well, the night after, actually, we went to go see Beyonce. And, because we're having a great time. Actually, that night, Keisha and Faith having a ball. They was on the dance floor.
Feeling good, huh?
The night was over. Yeah, the night was beautiful. So the night was over. We normally wait until the club clear out or we leave before it's over. You know what I'm saying? Just to avoid a situation like that,
you know?
So club closed and we getting ready to walk out, and a couple of my homeboys was there too, so I kind of got separated from Keisha. And so as she was walking out the door, I think she thought I was behind her.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time she got to the door, I was a little bit separated from her, and I guess the gentleman and him and his little group to the left, and I guess when she walked past, I don't know if he thought she was by herself. I can't speak for him, but he said something to her. I heard like pieces of it, and I could tell like it was disrespectful.
He was talking out the side of his neck. Yeah. Talking crazy.
Yeah, like,
I know you probably didn't hear him all the way, but what part did you hear?
The ending of it was broad, you know what I'm saying? That was the part that I walked up on.
Oh, okay.
That's a few more details that I can't disclose. He's saying that he said something different, so that's why I can't get into that. But I definitely heard something disrespectful, and Keisha turned around. Normally, people stay stuck, and that's just the world we live in. People, they're disrespectful at times, and it's just the nature of the business. So you just keep it moving sometimes. But in this particular instance, after it was said, but I think it's because we were separated, and I walked right to like where they were, So I walked right in between myself and my wife, like a little bit to my left. I'm right in the middle of it. After that was said, a couple more words was exchanged, and as I turned, it looked like it was finna get real, and so I just did the best thing. So, that's just what I was trying to do, That's my wife, and I live for her, I live for my family, so I felt like what was necessary was for me to handle the situation. So, it transpired, everything went off.
He was with some other dudes too? He was allegedly with some other dudes?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get you with, second degree battery?
Yeah, that's what, the only thing that takes you from a misdemeanor to a felony is when somebody is injured. And so, there are claims and reports that, he was injured as a result of what happened. That's why I felt I said, okay, I'm going to turn myself in. So I went in yesterday and I turned myself in. Being as though I feel as I have absolutely nothing to hide.
It's a lot of people who run from things like this or just ignore it. But I think that was dope of you to just, hey, look, this is what it is. Here's my side. Let's handle this.
Forward.
You're protecting your wife, but you was taking care of business at the same time. Now, to the people who would have run from something like that or who would have ignored it because they either feel, they running from whatever problem it is or they got something to hide,
right.
What would you say to somebody? Because, being young, like, there's a lot of situations that happen being in the club.
Right.
What do you have to say to somebody who might be in the same situation, who just want to protect their lady, man?
Well, and you have to understand the situation. You can't just be, a loose cannon and, anybody look at her or whatever, say something, and you just go not just do something crazy off the wall. But if it's a situation where you feel threatened and you feel like your safety is threatened and you feel like your wife is uncomfortable, by all means, you have to protect yourself and you have to protect your situation. That's what you have to do. And I would tell nobody not to do that. You know what I'm saying? There's ways, if you have security or somebody that you could, go to and try to prevent it from happening.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel like your situation is threatened, by all means, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Z1079 with Daniel Booby Gibson on the phone with me right now. I want to know how these teams, I know you've been talking to some teams over the summer with this free agency. We'll talk about how the teams feel about this situation that happened in New Orleans. More with Daniel Booby Gibson on Z1079 when I download that French Montana.